All right, time to bring in Pat Pagano and get the details on our forecast. Good morning there, Pat.
I'm glad you're back up and running.
Well, yesterday was one of, you know, here's what happened, Pat. Okay, listen to this. This was my lead into yesterday. Yesterday, of course, was Wednesday. So on Tuesday afternoon, sitting at my house in the afternoon watching a movie, and I make something to eat, okay? And about 25, 30 minutes later, I just feel a little twinge in my stomach, okay? I don't think anything of it. Well, about 20 minutes later, Pat, I want to tell you, I could barely walk. I was nauseous. I had you-know-what. I barely made it into the bedroom. And then I was not going to come in yesterday, okay? I had things set up so if I needed to, I could. But then the station had technical problems at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I had to come in. Oh, my God. I want to tell you. And spend about 2.5-3 hours here. I wasn't on the air. Got the technical problems straightened out and then went home. And thank goodness the probiotics and stuff kicked in beginning yesterday afternoon, and I feel 100% today. But I got food poisoning somehow. I don't.
I was just going to say that sounds like food poisoning.
And I have no idea how, because I had pasta fagioli. Pasta fagioli is what I had. I'm trying to think of what else I had. I didn't have anything else. So I don't know.
Did you make that or did you buy it?
No, it's made. It was made. No,
you made it yourself.
Yeah, and I had a bowl of it before. So it might have been something I had the day before. Maybe it just took that long to
it's possible, yeah.
It was terrible, though. I want to tell you, it was terrible.
Oh, I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad the station's on the air, and I'm glad that storm is over with.
Boy, I'll tell you, we had a lot of ice around here, a lot of ice.
There was a lot of ice everywhere. There should have been ice storm warnings out, but there wasn't.
No.
And that's over and done with. Sunny, bitterly brisk today, only in the mid-20s. Tonight, 5 to 10. Sunny tomorrow, low 30s. Partly cloudy Saturday, mid-30s. And then forget the flurry Sunday. That's not going to happen. I think it'll just be partly sunny, partly cloudy. And it's probably going to even be a little milder than 40, maybe the low 40s on Sunday. I see relatively mild weather as we go into Christmas week. And I gave our probability of a white Christmas, that is being snowing on Christmas Day. I brought it up to a 2. We're on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being the best. The reason I brought it up to 2, there could be some flurries either late Wednesday or Wednesday night. We shall see. There's not a big indication of it. So that's why I only gave it a 2. And it definitely looks like it's a, quote, mild Christmas.
Well, that's decent. Good for traveling and stuff like that. No storms?
No, do not see it. Do not see it.
Well, what about New Year's Eve, though? I bet you New Year's Eve we get hammered.
I don't know. You were saying the other day that you thought there was going to be a big storm before New Year's.
Yeah, in that week, yeah, in between Christmas and New Year's, yeah.
You know, I think there's going to be a storm, but I have a feeling it's going to be rain.
Well, I didn't say what type of storm. I just said a big storm.
Right?
I just said a big storm.
Right. So that's a possibility. Yep, that's it. I do have my tree up. I have to finish the bottom, and I will send you a picture of that. The outside's done. Most of the gifts are done and wrapped, and that's it. Now we're on the conveyor belt. Tomorrow night, I have just a few of my neighbors coming over for cocktails, which I do every year. Saturday night, I have 6 friends coming over for dinner. Sunday, I will bake for Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
The cookies, the Christmas cookies.
You got it. Monday, I'm working. Tuesday, I'm working. And then Tuesday night, out to Long Island. Come back. Wednesday, out to Long Island. Come back. Thursday, day off for me. I'll be back next Friday. So there's my whole schedule. And even then, doesn't look good. I'll have a couple of friends are taking me out to dinner next Friday night. And then next Saturday night, I was invited out to dinner. And I, oh, and the and next Sunday, not this Sunday, but next Sunday, my two dear friends from the cabin, Elena and David, are coming here for a Christmas visit. So as you could tell, Marshall, I am one busy guy for the next couple of weeks.
Well, you know, I'm not that busy. I've got to say, I'm going to see Karen. I know possibly on the 26th, possibly. And I know that Jake and Sam will be up in New York, I think, on Christmas Eve. I see if I can get down there. And I'll see my son sometime Christmas Day or maybe the day after. Because I don't like to intrude on Christmas Day when kids are opening up presents and stuff like that. I just, you know, it's time for a close family. So so that's as busy as it's getting it for me. That's it. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
What can I say, you know?
Okay, but still, you know, it's busy enough. You're right. And it just keeps moving right along. I watched, I wanted to see the live thing last night with all in the family and the good times.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kept interrupting because of
the impeachment. Yeah.
Right. But again, I mean, I thought they both shows did a good job, but All in the Family, I mean, the two of them have Edith and Archie down. It just was incredible. I found that very amusing. I also found the vote very amusing too. I watched a lot of the bantering back and forth, and I have to admit, and I will be the first one to admit, both parties had some very good points. Both parties had some very good points.
Unfortunately, the people giving them aren't that good. I'm sorry on both sides. I'm so tired. I didn't watch any of it because I'm just tired of people yelling at one another. I'm just tired of it.
That's what they were doing. Yeah, and they were yelling last night.
I'm tired.
Yeah,
I'm
just so you missed it. Yeah,
I'm tired of it.
There was one guy that was really, really screaming and yelling from the Republican Party. I forget his name. You know, it is what it is. I mean, we're going through all of this. I mean, what's the chances that the Senate is going to We'll go through with this. The chances are not good.
Slim to none. It was just like what happened to Bill Clinton. It's all the
right.
They wanted to put an asterisk by Bill Clinton's name for the rest of his life, and they succeeded.
And
they want to put an asterisk by Donald Trump's name for the rest of his life when he's and they've succeeded.
Gotcha.
You know, there's not going to be a conviction, just like there wasn't a conviction for Clinton. It is what it is, and you know what? I don't watch any of it because I see the clips, and then I saw the clips of the rally this morning at the president, and it's just like that's why I don't watch news anymore. I just don't watch news anymore because
it gets nasty, right? It does get nasty, and it shouldn't be that way. It does get nasty, and it shouldn't be that way. I say, you know, I'll be glad when. What are they doing in the Senate? In January?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. It's January. I think it's after New Year's. I'll be glad when that's over. Let's just get on with the election and be done with it.
Yeah, I watch more movies and more movies and more movies. Very little. I don't watch any of that anymore. I read about it. Yes, I do. I have certain sources that I read about it from, but I just will not watch. I won't watch the news on television or the news networks. Just won't do it.
Yeah,
I know. Life is too short to have to take Tums every day.
Yes, and I'm going to end on a Christmas trivia question to Marshall. We'll see how he does this year, folks, because usually he does
trivia.
Pretty good.
You're bringing back Christmas trivia?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, and yeah. I think you'll get this one very easily. We all know that poinsettia is poisonous to our pets. There is another Christmas plant that is also poisonous. Many people probably don't think of it as poisonous. Can you tell me which one that is?
Your poinsettias are bad for cats.
Even dogs, but they have to eat a lot of it.
Yeah, you can't just take a little bite of it.
Right.
Well, my grandmother always used to say holly was poisonous.
I'm going to give you the point. It's mistletoe.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah. My grandmother, because we always had animals, and she said you had to be very careful with it.
Yeah.
And
it's poisonous.
There you go. Yep. See? There you go.
Yeah. So there you go. Very good. You're off to a good start. Thank goodness. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad everything is working out, computers and all. And folks, bundle up. It is really going to be a cold day like January. So, and the wind will add to it. So bundle up today. And I'll be back tomorrow so that we could talk about the milder weekend on tap.
All right. And the wind chills will be below zero today and tonight, right?
Yeah, but don't think about that. Because then you'll feel even colder.
Let me choke to death there. All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
Okay, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.